Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Wednesday to you. Great to be here with you. Welcome in on a victory Wednesday. Very, 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 very tough, gut-wrenching dub last night by our boys. But they got it done. We will talk all about it. Big, big day here on Ben and Woods for many, many reasons. We will get into all of those. I'm Woodsy. Paul Reindl is the executive producer of this program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man.
I'm curious. No guttural scream.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm more not, of a guttural
back
sigh of relief.
Back-to-back extra inning dubs?
No, it's a split right now. Let's win a series.
A split of what?
Oh. Split the series.
You've won both games.
Yeah, split guaranteed.
It's a sweep so
split
far.
Split guaranteed. But
split guaranteed.
You're trending toward a sweep.
I mean, again, I don't have to do everything on this show. If you guys feel like guttural screaming,
I'm not
gonna guttural,
steal your bit.
Go ahead. It's our bit. My stream is all messed
yeah!
up. There you go. Enjoy.
Eric K says, it was more like a lazy howl.
Mine was like yeah. a woo! Something's wrong here, Paulie. Can you come over here for one sec? Just one sec.
All right. Well, as Woodsy figures out his stream, I will say,
what the hell?
To my right is Stephen Woods.
Oh,
good morning,
I got
everybody.
It. I figured it out. It's good. It's good, good, good. I got it. I went to the... Wait. No, I got it. I'm good.
Good?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm great.
You shouldn't have to do anything with your stream.
No, I screwed something up. I was looking for... I needed to catch up to live so I could see us on the TV, so on the screen. So sorry. Now I'm on the wrong YouTube. I'm on the 97.3 one where everybody hates us.
Oh yeah.
I stay off that one, man.
That's a good idea.
It's like walking through a really bad neighborhood going on that 97.3 YouTube feed sometimes.
It is weird.
It's weird. Like, why are you here?
Okay, so this is a real thing. You may not be aware of it out there. But depending on where you consume Ben and Woods, whether it's live on the radio, whether it's on our Ben and Woods YouTube stream, whether it's on our 97.3 The Fan YouTube stream, whether it's on like Facebook or other places, totally different vibe.
Oh, my God, yes.
Totally different vibe. You've got supportive fans, you've got angry fans, you've got, you know, smart questioning fans, you've got reactive fans. There's like different vibes in different communities of our audience here at 97.3 The Fan. And maybe that's just typical of sports fans across the board.
I want to be with the people that like us. That's right. Who, I mean, again, call me whatever you want to call me.
You want to be in an echo chamber.
Fine.
Sometimes that's a bad thing. Sometimes you
need
the opposing perspectives question what you thought you knew was true, but maybe it wasn't all along.
Opposing perspectives are fine. I have no problem with opposing perspectives. I have problem with jagoffs is what I have a problem with. If you're a jagoff, I don't want to be around you, right? And so I like I don't need to be with sickle fans only, but I like to be with our people that actually enjoy this program and not, you know, rip us. I don't want to read that while I'm in the middle of trying to entertain opposing perspective.
I think the people who are the loudest, who complain the most,
yeah,
also like the program because they're listening to the program.
No, they hate listen.
If they really didn't like the program, I would assume they just wouldn't listen. So somewhere, even if they don't realize it, somewhere deep inside, the program is ultimately very satisfying to them. And that's
even
why they keep coming back.
Right. Yeah, but it doesn't mean I want to read their mean comments. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it.
So an echo chamber is fine, whatever you want to call it. I like to be with the tier ones. That's what I want to be with. I want to be with the people in that chat. So I was in the other chat for a moment, and I was like, So there you go.
Elisa funny, says, like, Hart Ben, Hart Woods, Hart Paul. Think for yourself, Elisa. Are you sure you love us all?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you know, be critical here of us.
I like what Ben was saying about the different vibes on any, like, platform.
There it is. Alex, the old snowflake wood. See? Yeah, I don't want to see this ass this morning, Alex. So is that the different perspective? Alex, when you go out with people, do you go out with people you hate or do you go out with people that you like? You go out with people that you like. You surround yourself with people that you like. That's all I'm doing here. So there you go. Beatrice wants to know the backstory of my new goatee. Yeah, I texted you guys yesterday, and I got the new, it's called the Van Dyke, and I wanted to try a new look. Now, I'm off of the bleaching of the hair. Remember when I was on the, I was like, I don't really want to bleach my hair. I always wanted to do something different. And so I put the, looked at a couple of pictures online, and I was like, I need to do something different with my facial hair. I never really have. I just kind of have the scruff and whatever. And mustache does not do it for me because I'm getting real salt and peppery. So I saw recommended for a salt and pepper beard is the Van Dyke. So I said, all right. So I go by yesterday to the guy at the barber shop, and I said, hey, do you know how to do a Van Dyke? And he looked at me like I asked him to do something sexually. And he was like, no, I've never heard of it. And I go, well, can you do this? And I showed him a couple of pictures. Now, admittedly, the pictures were like Pierce Brosnan and Johnny Depp.
Sure.
So it wasn't like, can you make me look like Pierce Brosnan? Because the answer is clearly no, right? So I just said, can you make my beard look like that? And he goes, yeah, I can do that. So he sat me down in the barber's chair, felt like Al Capone, laid me back, did the deal, and I got up and I went, I like it. It's pretty good.
I was thinking James Bond as you walked in, so.
No, you know what he said? He said Tony Stark. He said, this is the Tony
is
Stark.
Tony Stark.
Yeah.
I thought when you sent the picture, I immediately thought Marvel for some reason, and that's why, because Iron Man, Tony Stark, wears the Van Dyke beard, yeah, or hair, you know, facial hairstyle.
So I thought, I looked at it and I went, all right, this is, I like this. So I sent it to Hannah. I go, do you like this? And she said, I think I do. And I said, I think it'll grow on you. And so I just wanted to try something.
It's going to grow on you.
It will be growing on me. So that's the backstory of the Van Dyke beard or goatee.
So what's the difference between a Van Dyke and a goatee?
See how it can,
it doesn't connect.
It doesn't connect
on the side.
So this is kind of like the Doc Holliday too. Now when mine gets long here, I can actually get a little twist with this stash. So there you go. That's the backstory of that.
I think it looks good.
I like it too. Yeah. I really do. I was like, this is kind of cool. So I'm gonna try it for a while. And the good thing about facial hair, it grows back in by this weekend. It'll look totally different if I want it to. You know. So that's what we did.
Hey, it's an idea for a real or fake. Facial hairstyles or deviant behavior?
Deviant behavior.
Real or fake?
He really did look at me like I proposed a sex act with him. Do you know how to do it with the Van Dyke? He's like, nope. I'm like, you never heard of it? He's like, mm-mm.
Really?
Sorry, yeah, I've never heard of it. Really cool spot. Barbershop down by the 7-Eleven, Leucadia.
Yeah.
As I'm going to Bo School, I was way early, and I go, I wonder how long this will take. Took 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I was in and out.
Yeah, I've heard good things. Newer spot. They just moved in when they redid that center. But
I wish I knew the name. I'd give them a shout out because they were really, really good. And the guy was cool as hell. Just as cool as could be. So, yeah, got the Van Dyke yesterday. I showed up to Bo School. He goes, I walked up to pick him up. He goes, whoa. I go, do you like it? He goes, ugh. He's like, I don't know. I don't know if I like it or not.
Your facial hairstyle.
Beard.
Just a regular beard.
Yeah, he's got a beard.
You've got a connector, though, between your...
So, I could have had this... One of the ways they do it
like,
is
we would look similar if I shaved everything else on the sides and the neck.
Correct.
And the,
yeah. We could all do... Well, two of us could do Van Dykes on this show.
But the thing is, it would take me another 3 months to get this beard.
It's awful. There's a chin strap part to the Van Dyke that I said, I don't want that. I don't want the chin strap. I don't want you to shave all of this down to here and have the, you know, I didn't want a chin strap. Chin strap would not look good on me. So I just said, we'll just do this. And you know, I did feel like I looked like for a hot second that made me kind of sick to my stomach is Blake Trinan. I went, oh crap. I put a hat on and I went, oh no, I have the Blake Trinan now and I don't want the Blake Trinan.
I'm sure none of our fine tier ones would ever Photoshop
in a Dodger hat.
Blake Trinan's body.
Yeah. So there was that. But man, great game last night. How was your evening, gentlemen? Did you anything exciting happen to you? Did you decide to get a new look?
Nah, same look. Had tier one basketball late last night.
What time was your game?
Started at 9 o'clock.
Probably
it was PM.
Oh, I was in a haze at 9 o'clock, just laying there watching this game.
Mm.
You?
Got home a little bit on the early side, had time to Peloton before the Padres game. Actually, we got in and out for dinner, which was nice, a little midweek treat. It's very tasty as we watch the game.
I'm with you, dude. I needed yesterday.
It had been a while.
I'm proud of you for getting the Peloton in.
Yep. 30-minute Peloton ride.
I've found this, and I'm trying to get rid of this in my psyche. I've been working out a lot more than I used to. Now, I will be honest with you guys in the audience. I needed a day yesterday. I was supposed to go to the gym after the show. I have not bailed on a workout. I've had to reschedule workouts, whatever. I have not bailed on a workout because I didn't feel well since I started. So it's been 6 months. And I texted my trainer yesterday and I go, hey, man, it was when we were sitting in there going through the new stuff. We're doing the new show today after this 4-hour show. We're going to go do another show. It's Ben and Woods off the air. It'll be on YouTube. Hopefully this week we'll get it up. That's what she said. And so I didn't feel well. I was tired. My head was hurting. I looked outside. It was rainy and gray. And I go, I need a day. I need a self-care day. So I texted him. I go, I don't feel good, man. And I said, I'm not going to come in today. And I said, I'm sorry, but I don't feel it. I'm not feeling it today. And that's kind of, you know, I've said that many times in my life, and I don't want this to turn into a habit. But I felt like I needed a day. I went and got a Jersey Mike's. I went home. I watched a documentary. I took a nap, and I felt a billion times better. A billion times better. Got my new beard. And
does
then,
he guilt you? Does
no,
he sympathize?
No, he was cool, dude. He gets it. He got it. Now, he pushes me when I needed a push, but I think he realized, man, not today.
It's tough to know. Sometimes when you don't feel well is the time you need it the most, but sometimes you do need to take a break. I had gotten a little obsessed. I think I had gotten a streak up to about 37 days in a row Pelotonic. It's really too much. You need to give yourself
get your body a little
off.
Rest.
So I took a day off this weekend just to stop the streak so I didn't feel like I've got to keep this going.
Yeah.
Like, oh no. I got to find 30 minutes somewhere to get on the Peloton, so I just let it go.
Good for you.
And,
that's
you know,
also
then
important.
Then I got back on the next day, so feel okay about it.
Yeah, and so it's just like, now I did, went down to the baseball fields with Bo. I did do a bunch of tricep dips on the bench, so I got something in. It wasn't just a fat load, and then walked a little bit yesterday too, but I needed it, man. Sometimes you just got to say... You know, and there are days where you're like, no, I don't feel well, but I'm going to push through. Yesterday was not one of those days. I was like, I just need today. I don't feel like doing it. I just want to go home and I want to relax for a bit. I needed to shut the brain down for a while. So I took it. I think that's okay as well. But I think what I'm saying, so when you work out a lot too, the more I work out, the hungrier I get, which is it sucks because you're like, yeah, but I crushed it in the gym today. I can eat this, and this. These games, watching
Peloton, time to get in and out.
That's it. I just Peloton. Who deserves a treat more than this guy?
Right.
Like, oh, I just did this, and I, of course I'm going to eat this burrito. It's hard because
I used to think that way.
It's hard. You got to change
it. Not making any progress if you think that way. If every time you exercise, you can eat what you want. You're never going to make any progress.
No, I try to roll the 80-20. You know, 80% really good stuff, 20% treats.
I mean, the saying is you can't outwork a bad diet.
You can't. You cannot outwork unless you're Michael Phelps.
Right.
Like, if you're Michael Phelps, you can. You can
an Olympic athlete in your 20s.
Yep, that's exactly
early
right.
Early 30s, maybe. But
they said that guy he burned so many calories in the pool, he would eat like 4 Big Macs.
He was eating like 8 to 10,000 calories a day.
I have buddies that were weightlifters, bodybuilders, and he goes, we would burn so many calories, we'd go to this buffet across the street. He goes, I would eat a whole pecan pie after a workout. I was so hungry. And he's like, look at me. Does it look like it affected me one bit? I mean, they needed the calories.
I remember in college, my roommate freshman year was a wide receiver on the San Diego State football team, and he had to bulk up. They told him, like, hey, we need about 20 pounds from you. And I would, like, walk into our room, dude, and he would be sitting on his bed or at his desk with a Costco-sized peanut butter, a spoon, and like some chocolate syrup, and he was like just to the dome, dude. Like, he would eat the whole jar of peanut butter and then work out for
it. It is.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Being,
and then he'd go work out for the fourth time that day, and I'm like, Jesus.
This is
Christ.
This is how you change your brain. This is how they get me. Eat this loaf of bread and these 14 eggs. You know what I mean? Like the bulking. Like, if it's bulking season, you got to eat a ton of calories. But man, I don't know. Like yesterday, I just needed a day. And I'll tell you, I got to stop snacking during these games. And they're not bad snacks. It's like fruit. It's pita chips. But it's not great snacks either. These games get going, and I start getting nervous. And I nervous energy. Hannah passes out. And I walk into the kitchen. I'm like, made a turkey sandwich the other night. Like, just stop. I just got to stop.
See, I work while I watch the game. I've got my laptop open, taking notes, and my fingers are typing.
Yeah, but I'm on my phone the whole game. Yeah. Like, also doing the same thing, bookmarking stuff for the show, you know, sending myself stuff, working. I get up, and then I go to the kitchen, Ben, and I eat food while I'm also on my phone and watching the game.
You said something about getting a DM. Do you want to bring it up now? Do you want to save it for later? I wasn't sure. Because that was right before we started the show.
So you're not going to like it.
I said, I'm not going to like it. You didn't say that.
You're not going to like it.
You just said, I got a DM I want to share. And then you didn't say anything about I wasn't going to like it.
Well, it goes back to what we talked about yesterday in the open. The train conversation. Train v. Uber.
It was one of the most polarizing things we've talked about
really
in
was.
A while.
I got
was.
Comments all day long.
Me too.
People saying, hey, you got to take the train when you go to Philly. Don't take the train when you go to Philly. No resolution has been reached on whether we should train it from the airport downtown to Philly.
Yeah, for sure. I got a DM from Tyler. Tyler says, dude, take the Uber from the airport in Philly. He goes, I lived out there for 3 years. My fiance's from there. We're getting married in Philly the week after the Padre game. So I'm taking my paternity leave the last week of June and all of July. So we'll be out there for 2 to 3 weeks before the honeymoon. It will be hot as hell when you guys get there. Tons of Ubers available there. It's $30 to $35 to Center City where you guys are staying. You can easily take the Broad Street line to Citizens Bank for one of the games. You won't have luggage. There'll be Philly fans rocking Miller Lights on the train. It'll be a great experience. So if you feel like you're going to miss out on the train part of it, Ben, I know you really want to ride a train, then you can. We can take a train to the ballpark. He said, but it's going to be so hot. Last thing you want to do is be stuck on a train with a bunch of people.
Ooh, I didn't think about it. So hot. That's
it's so
right.
hot. Yeah.
Are those trains not air-conditioned?
I mean,
doubt it.
The ones in Chicago, they have, I don't know.
I
wouldn't call it air-conditioned. But I would just call it there's some air blowing through there.
That's the first thing that I've heard that's actually
that like gets you?
Resonated with me. Yeah, standing there if it's hot and sweaty, as opposed to maybe being in the back of
a five and a half hour flight,
well air conditioned SUV, could actually tip the scales a little bit. That's the first thing I've heard that has made me question my plan.
I suggested yesterday, please let's Uber to the hotel. Let's get in. Let's get unpacked. Let's get, you know, relaxed and ready for the trip. And then I love the idea of taking the train to the game.
I do too.
Monday night.
With the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would Phillies fans.
Phillies fans.
Not just randoms going from the airport to downtown or whatever. Like, Phillies fans.
Phillies fans also
all
going the
over
same place.
The,
that could be fun.
That
Here's
could
my
be a
worry.
Blast.
You're gonna Paulie's gonna get his phone and make me say, "Go Padres" or something.
Yeah,
and see what happens to me on the train, which I'm not really looking forward
they
to.
They go full Goodfellas. Is this your pen? That's a nice pen. Keep him here. Keep him here. Ben just gets stabbed in the throat with somebody's cross pen.
That worries
Yo, me. Call me when you get your phone.
That was Paulie's phone that he was trying to film it. Thrown out the window of the train.
Worth it. Yeah. Purple says, that's how the show becomes Paul and Woods. All right, Ben, are you ready? Give everybody a big go, Padres. I would never make
it. F the Phillies.
Go back to San Diego. Loser. Go back to San Diego. Get in the water. You loser. I can't wait. I want to meet the most Philly of Philly guys that takes us out. Look at these dudes from San Diego. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
We're still the Delco accent.
The Delco.
Yeah.
We're still 3 weeks away from our trip.
I know.
But now we can't stop thinking about it.
I can't
All right,
wait.
Let's set the menu. We'll check traffic. Kelly Danick, I know it's been raining. Some lightning and thunder in the North County yesterday.
Dude.
Saw some strikes.
Did you see those?
I saw a couple of them.
Unbelievable. I was driving to my game at like 8 o'clock, and the entire drive from Escondido to like Mira Mesa was there. I just saw lightning strikes all up and down the sides. It was crazy.
Yeah. So, but that could mean dangerous or at least slick roadways. So we'll check Kelly's traffic. We'll set the menu. We'll get to some Padres baseball after another dramatic 10th inning win for the second straight day. Coming up next year with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, got another grap-up. All three straight this week have been grap-ups with the Padres pulling off another win in 10 innings. Came down to two outs in the ninth for Manny Machado delivered. We'll talk about the Padres' win over the San Francisco Giants. Ryan Burgert's first-ever career start yesterday for the Padres and more in our next segment. It is also a Big League Wednesday, and we thought, who do we know that could talk both Padres, Giants at the same time? Well, we found the perfect guest.
Bob Melvin.
Bruce Bochy.
Tim Flattery is going to be with us on a Big League Wednesday this morning at 8:35. Longtime Padres base coach, Giants base coach under Bruce Bochy, and just friend of the program and all-around good guy. Tim Flattery is going to be with us at 8:35. We'll talk about the trade deadline, which I know is still almost 2 months away, but rumors this week, we had so much Jaren Duran talk. And Jeff Passan throws in yesterday some Luis Robert talk about maybe the San Diego Padres would be the perfect fit to match up with the Chicago White Sox for Luis Robert. Is there any interest from the Padres fans and tier ones for the Padres to acquire that to solve their outfield deficit? We will talk about that in our 7 o'clock hour as well. Lots to get to today, including our regular features, Take on Woods, and more San Diego County Fair tickets to give away, and parking worked out yesterday, so Paulie has full control. When you hear the farm animal goat sounder,
forever,
that'll be your cue to call 833-288-0973, and the fifth caller is going to win the four-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair, parking for the fair, which is just a couple of weeks away. I think a week from tomorrow, actually, the San Diego County Fair gets started. So be listening for the goat.
Yes, week from tomorrow.
The goat is your cue to call 833-288-0973. All right, we will take a timeout. When we come back, Padres wrap up highlights, dramatic highlights of a Padres come from behind 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants. That is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about trustandwill.com. Trust and Will is where we went over the holidays a few months ago. I have not had to really think about it since, other than when we talk about it most mornings. But in terms of when I go home, I know, okay, I've got it taken care of. You know what? It wasn't that hard. I answered a few questions. Took me about 20 minutes. That's what you expect. And at the end, you're going to have real legal documents that you can store away in case you ever need them. Hopefully you don't for a long time. But if you do, well, you've got them in the peace of mind.
Here's one thing I will guarantee you. You will need them.
That's true.
Everybody needs them. At some point, you will. This isn't an option. Like, this has to be done at some point. So why not keep it easy? Make it simple. Forget about it. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out.
I mean, if you got no family at all and you want to go out spending your last penny on your last day.
Smart. If you can.
It's great.
Great.
But for most of us.
Most of you guys.
You probably
need
to do this. Avoid the legal fees, the billable hours from lawyers. It's a very affordable solution to take care of something that, as Wood says, we all need to take care
of. Yeah. Trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out. You get 20% off plus free shipping of your estate documents. Get it done today. It's trustandwill.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Well, it was true yesterday, and it remains true today, and even more so. Yesterday we talked about how it felt weird the Padres were 7-3 in their last 10 games. Just didn't feel like they were playing quite that well. Now they're 8-3 in their last 11 games, and it still feels like they're not really playing all that well. And I know how mad Mike Shildt would be if he heard us saying that.
100%. And I agree with him. He would be absolutely right
pissy at us. I get it.
I do too.
But I can't stop myself from feeling it.
Well, you can't deny that there are some issues. You just can't deny it.
As a Padres fan, not out there if you agree with me. There are certain games and certain points in the season where there's days where you feel like it's just not going to happen. You're watching, and they're just not going to score. Yeah. They get behind 2-0, and you feel like it's going to be really hard to come from behind. We're in trouble in this game. Now, I don't ever do the whole game, it's over. You know, when Elliot Ramos hit the home run, I'm not like, it's over, but I do feel like, this one's probably going to be an L at the end. I hope they come back, but I'm not feeling the confidence that they're going to come back in the game. Like early in the season, back in April, I didn't care. They've been down one, they're down three, they're coming back and winning this game. I felt eminently confident that they were going to get it done. Well, haven't felt that way in a while, and that's why I say I don't think they're really clicking and not playing that well, but they've won 8 of 11 games, which is really hard to do in baseball.
It is really hard to do. It is a results-based business. They are not getting lucky. They have gotten lucky. They've also been unlucky. I mean, you couldn't get much unluckier than they got in the first friggin' inning yesterday. You know what I mean? That's unlucky. Hitting balls at 110 miles an hour all over the yard, right at guys. We talk often about the evening out of a baseball season. It is a real thing. It happens. When you play 162 games, it's not all going to go against you, and it's not all going to go for you. To be able to straight up steal these games, you got dominated last night by Landon Roop.
Yes. I heard him say it all night. Rope. It's not Rope. I know it's not Rope. It's either Roop or Raup. I think it's Roop.
Dominated. His changeup was filthy, deep, like guys were out in front all night. No, you know, solid contact in the first. Then Jesse said he threw his changeup 13% of the time in San Diego, got good results on it, so decided I'm going to throw it 30% of the time and started getting really good results on it last night. So, Roop. So, it's just the nature of that game, Ben, of where if you can just hang around, don't give up a huge inning, bend, don't break. It's all that
and
stuff.
And the Padres are good at
They're
that.
They're really
they are
good
really
at
good
it.
At that. You know, that's grit squad. That's correct. What Mike Schild is talking about.
That's what he's talking about.
I don't think he actually used the term last night, but that is what he is talking about. Hang around, and, you know, good things sometimes happen. When you don't give up and you keep it close, you're not going to win all of those, but good things happen. Now, here's the real dilemma in my mind, and we'll get to the wrap-up and the highlights in just a second. When a team wins a lot of close games like this, and the Padres have been first or second now in the league in one run, their record in one-run games, I think that was their 13th win this season, it's either the sign that you're a really good team because you find ways to win, and that's what really good teams do. Or it's the sign you're a fraud and the bottom is about to drop out because it's unsustainable
Correct.
To keep winning games like this and you're about to go to, you know,
Save
down
that.
The summer.
Save that.
And both things are true.
No,
that's the opposite of wee. That's
you're going down. Save that.
And,
understand
and
more?
I tend to lean toward the former. Maybe I'm an optimistic fellow. That this is a sign that this Padres team is good. When they're not clicking on all cylinders, they still find ways to win, but they're going to start clicking again. But I can't tell you you're wrong if you think the latter, that this is the sign of an unsustainable team with a run differential that's middle of the pack in baseball.
Oh, their offense is near the bottom.
They're a game behind the Dodgers. They're like 50 to 60 runs behind the Dodgers in run differential. I mean, it's not... Doesn't look sustainable sometimes.
No, it doesn't. But the thing that gives me a lot of hope is that Luis Arraez is going to be better, I think. I think Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to be better. I think Jackson Merrill is going to be better. I wish I could say the same about Xander. I hope. Again, he's more of a hopeful. Manny's going to be Manny always. So I'm hopeful, Ben. And again, you are a piece or two away. We know that. They are an incomplete roster. There's no question they're an incomplete roster. Nobody said that they weren't.
Everybody there would tell you they are.
They need pieces. You know, they need one, maybe even two pieces to make this thing really hum. And once it gets humming, I believe that there is the ability of this team to be a really good offense. We've seen it. You know, it exists. And again, you know, as the weather heats up, as Manny finds his power stroke, as Jackson gets kind of back into the fold, Luis Arraez dials it in around the strike zone a little bit more, which he is absolutely capable of. No question. He's proven that. It's not smoke and mirrors because it's like, well, we have six guys we got off the scrap heap that are all having career years, and we're figuring out a way to win games. No, we have good players, many of whom aren't playing well, and they're still winning games. They're preventing runs with a really good bullpen, and starting pitching has been good. And they're playing good defense. They're playing really good defense. They're making insane plays on a nightly basis to save big innings. And so that's what gives me a ton of hope. Now, when you talk about going off a cliff, it's absolutely possible. I mean, it's anything's possible. Like, Merrill could never pull out of it. Toddy could never pull out of it. And at the end of the year, his average is 239, you know, down from 400 or wherever it was, you know, 6-8 weeks ago. It could absolutely happen. But I believe in the promise of those guys. I always have. That's what do we have in San Diego if we don't believe in the promise of Tatis and Arraez and Manny and Merrill? What do we have? We have nothing.
And the other thing that can undo any team's season
is
pitching injuries.
Yes.
You know, and you just can't overcome those. I tend to think, hopefully the Padres go the right direction with pitching, that they get guys back,
right,
being Darvish, as opposed to losing more guys. But you don't know the future. You don't know the health of arms going forward.
Correct.
So that's the big picture view of where the Padres are right now. For a specific look at last night's exciting come-from-behind win, get to our wrap-up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres' win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, Yes.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort. The player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow. And I want to go deep.
1-2, swung on. Driven to center field. Pretty well hit. Jackson Merrill is going back. He's at the warning track at the wall. Looks up. This one's gone. 2-run home run for Elliot Ramos, and the Giants have a 2-0 lead here in the third. And the 3-2 pitch, hot shot down the left field line. It's going to fall in for a base hit. Tyler Wade's got a long way to go. Let's see if they're going to send the runner. They are. Here comes Flores. Here comes the throw. He slides, and he is out at the plate. Nice relay throw by Manny Machado, and Flores is gunned down for the final out here in the third inning. Line drive towards left field. It's going to fall in for a base hit. Lockridge is going to score. Here comes Tatis. Here comes the throw. He slides. He's safe. Tie ball game. They throw behind Manny now. They might have him a rundown. They'll allow Manny to go to second base to make sure that the run doesn't score. Padres have tied it up in the top of the ninth inning on a two-out single by Manny Machado.
Who else?
Here's Jake Cronenworth. First pitch swinging. Ground ball to the right side. Base hit through. Jackson Merrill's going to score. Padres have a 3-2 lead on the two-out single by Jake Cronenworth.
A little two-out magic.
Yeah, I mean, will to win across the board. All guys on board just dedicated to the bottom line, figuring out a way to get a win. And so, you know, I'll start with Berger. I know we want to talk about the bullpen, but he was fantastic and got stretched a little bit, not too much, but, you know, got through five, and that was huge.
It was so, so huge. What a huge, huge win.
Yeah, and Ryan Berger was really good. Five innings, six hits, just the two earned runs in his first career start. One mistake, and it was a mistake. Now, it wasn't a horrible pitch. He was down at the knees to Elliot Ramos in the third inning for the two-run shot. But, I mean, Jesse and Mudd are sitting there. I'm watching the game on TV, and they're going, open base. This is the one hot hitter in the lineup. You can't let him beat you. You just can't. And he gets ahead 0-2. I think I got a little greedy going for the strikeout there when you really should have tried to make him fish. Off the plate, off the plate. And if he doesn't swing and you walk him, fine. Let one of the other eight ice-cold hitters in the Giants lineup try to come through in that situation. So that was a mistake to give him anything that he could drive out of the ballpark. Other than that, though, Ryan Berger was really good.
Yeah.
You know, for his five innings. You know, he got, as you would imagine, he looked a little hyped up out there.
No doubt.
I don't think I could count the number of times Martin Maldonado got up out of his crouch,
settle down
sign, like you overthrew that one. All right, you just overthrew that one again. Every time you get to two strikes, settle down. If I was Ryan Berger, I might have even started to get a little annoyed at Martin Maldonado at how many times he was telling me to settle down, but it worked. He settled down enough to get through what the Padres needed him to get through after using all of their back end bullpen guys. They needed a little bit of length. They got five innings, and then the three innings they got from Sean Reynolds.
Fantastic, man.
Was just as critical, if not more critical, without allowing a hit, just a walk and two strikeouts, probably his best outing of the season.
I mean, three innings is so massive when you have all of those guys down. He's your new long guy
when you need it, and that's hugely valuable.
He's my MVP last night. I mean, honestly, you don't win that game without Sean Reynolds and the job that he did. He is
doesn't get a win, doesn't nope. get a hold, doesn't nope. get anything other than our acknowledgement that you are absolutely right. Padres do not win that game.
What a stud.
Without Sean Reynolds. And then Yuki Matsui comes in, four pitches, 1-2-3, ninth. He gets the win. And Jeremiah Estrada, after they take the lead, gets the save with Robert Suarez down after pitching two innings. So great job by the pitching staff. Offensively, I heard Mike Schilt say after the game, he was actually very pleased with the Padres' offense. And he goes, I know.
That's just something you say.
I know we didn't score for the first eight innings. But he said, I really liked the at-bats, that we were driving the ball hard, we were getting unlucky, we were ripping the ball out to center on a line.
True.
I kind of split. I think the first three innings, I liked the Padres' at-bats. They hit the ball really hard, they got runners on, you know, Tatis gets a hit, they put him in motion, and Arise, you know, scorches one, of course, right at Chapman for a double play.
It's a hit and run.
They got unlucky. You mentioned, they got unlucky in the first three innings. Middle innings, you know, it kind of it looked like they were kind of rolling over a bit. And then back in the late innings, they locked in, took some good at-bats, had a couple of chances, didn't come through. But finally, in the ninth, against a guy who had been really tough lately. I mean, they gave the stats something like
Camilo Duvall.
Yeah, Camilo Duvall had been...
He's found it.
Like 4 for 57 batters had been against him in his last however many appearances for the Giants. He had been locked in, but the Padres made him throw strikes, you know, didn't throw some, got a couple of hits there, and then Manny comes through. Manny with a huge game, 4 for 4, and the two out, bases loaded, 2-run single to tie the game down to the Padres' last out in the top of the ninth inning, keeps it going, and then Jake Cronenworth, after they are unable to do what they did the night before, which was move the runner over, get him in on a sacrifice fly, this time Gavin Sheets didn't get the runner over. His approach was good. He pulled one into the bay, a little bit foul, scorched like 110 mile an hour, just foul down the right field line, and then tried so hard to pull one, a ground ball, but he popped it up to the right side. So he didn't get the runner over. Xander Bogaerts didn't come through, so it came down to Jake Cronenworth against Camilo Duvall. And Jake, you know, has the knack. I think it was a 2 strikes that he was able to turn one little broken bat single through the right side to get that run in. And that was the game.
Very clutch performances. Brandon Lockridge getting on, you know, the speed that he has, that infield single. Patient ABs from Toddy and from Arraez. Just really, really good. I mean, yeah, Crony, tip of the hat to him. Wears that heater to the elbow. Doing the hand flex, like, oh God, I can't feel my hand. He's just a tough dude. And I know he's hitting 240 or whatever, but the way that he's made turns at second base too, Ben, the last couple of nights have been outstanding. Xander and him turned a beautiful double play. They're getting guys by a hair and saving our pitching staff right now, the way that they're playing defense. Manny got robbed of, I thought, one of his better plays I've seen in a long time, that dive down the line. The guy was clearly out at first base too. Good stretch from Arraez.
It's 2 days in a
two
row.
2 days in a row.
You've had incontrovertible evidence on replay
I can't,
that the call was wrong, and they don't overturn it. I don't get it.
I just don't know what to do at this point. Paulie, do we have the office of? Can we just start prank calling MLB? Do they have an office? We just call them every day.
Yeah, I'll get you the number
and be like, "What are we doing? Should we do sound drops of Ben asking for loose cannabis? I have no idea what's going on.
Everybody must get stoned.
I just don't know what to do. What are they seeing that we're not seeing? So anyway, but just a great, great performance. It's such a tough, tough game to win. And I'm with you, dude. When you said it, like, I didn't have much hope. When he hit that bomb, I didn't have much hope either. I sat there through it, just going, come on, man, get out of this. Get out of this funk. I keep waiting for that 5-6 run inning. And it's like, but it just hasn't come yet.
They'll probably do it again tonight because we don't learn our lesson.
Right.
Won 8 of 11 games, and they're actually, you know, I guess playing good baseball right now, even though we don't totally see it. It doesn't resemble what we saw earlier in the year, and I think that's the hardest part for us.
But, you know, man, if you think about it, if you really think about it, doesn't it resemble good baseball?
It does.
With the run prevention, with the bullpen stepping up, every guy answering the bell when it's called, the starting pitchers that aren't marquee names going out there and giving you their best effort, isn't that, in fact, good baseball at the end of the day? That's good baseball. And, by the way, at the end of the night, you're flying the W more often than you're flying the L. And I think, obviously, we want our starting pitchers to go out and go 7 runs, and we want our offense to score 12 runs. That's a dream. It's a dream. It's not even happening in L.A., where we thought it would happen. It's not really happening anywhere. Every team in Major League Baseball right now they're incomplete, you know, and they have their bad nights. How about the Tigers? White hot last night. I got bodied by the White Sox. You know what I mean? 8-1. It's such a weird sport. This is, I think, unequivocally, it's good baseball. They're playing good baseball. They're just not hitting up to their capabilities. That's it.
You know, it just struck me what really is the perfect metaphor here. Fernando Tatis Jr. is a microcosm of the Padres right now.
Yes.
He's undoubtedly in one of the coldest slumps of his career. He's not looking like Fernando at the plate. But He's still doing things to help the Padres win.
No question.
He's reached base in seven straight games. Got on three times last night.
Yeah.
Without, I mean, the only time he hit the ball really hard was to lead off the game. First pitch, smoked one to center. It's an out. Wasn't rewarded for that. Had a more of a looping single and then got, you know, doubled off a first on a line drive, but walked twice and, you know, continues to make good plays, made a bunch of good plays out in right field, uses his legs to score the tying run in the top of the ninth inning, you know, speeds around, you know, that's not another guy, a slower runner doesn't necessarily get home on that Manny single. Manny talked about it after the game.
About
he
it,
said,
yeah.
I knew it was Toddy at second, so I didn't have to find a gap. I didn't have to, you know, hit it 115. I just had to put it in play in the outfield, and he was going to score. That was an important part of it for Manny Machado. Fernando Tatis Jr. isn't hot, just like the Padres aren't hot, but he's helping them win, and they are winning ball games. He's making the most of a slump right now, and the Padres are kind of doing the same thing at the same time.
Now, again, I'm with you. I do think I'm still confused as to why he's at the top, but you know, the more I think about it, do you want Jackson up there? Do you want Luis Arraez? I don't know. I'm going to leave that to the brain trust of the San Diego Padres. I'd probably, if it were me and they said, Woods, you're now in charge, I'd probably switch it up a little bit. I would, just to see if it sparks some sort of fire in the offense. But, you know, at this point, we're beyond making a move just to make a move, just to shake things up. I think it could actually be beneficial. But again, I'm going to leave it to the brain trust because I don't have a say in it. I'll ask Chilton when we talk to him in 10 days, you know, if the lineup's still the same. Like, hey, why haven't you mixed it up at all if this continues?
Because we're winning. Why would I change it?
Because we're winning. It's such an easy answer.
Are you insane?
Are you insane? So, just to maybe get guys going. I don't know, man. But again, we are a piece or two away offensively. You need pieces.
And one thing that I don't believe in that a lot of baseball people do, but I don't, is that you don't make a change because you're winning. You can always get better.
Yes.
You have, no one has found the perfect formula. You can always improve. Now, don't mess with good things just to mess with them, but there's definitely some things you could change with the Padres right now and potentially make this team better. I don't think you're going to kill the team if you drop Fernando Tatis Jr. out of the leadoff spot. I really don't.
I don't either.
I don't think you're going to kill.
You're not going to kill his confidence.
Kill the vibes, whatever. You know, oh, we had won 8 of 11 and then you dropped Tatis. If they do lose, it's not because you dropped Tatis from the top of the lineup.
Yeah,
it's because you didn't play well.
Right.
I don't either.
I really don't.
And sometimes there's people in baseball who go, you can't mess with a winning team. But I don't subscribe to that theory. Find a way to improve. Improve on the margins. That's Schulte is always saying that. Hey, win games on the margins. Little things make a big difference in baseball. We'll continue to talk about last night's big win. Padres going to try to make it 3 in a row over the Giants. 4 in a row tonight. Another night game as the 4-game series continues. Don't do this and more coming up in our next hour. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.